in case you're wondering what Ootabi Ah means, it means that you want to be someone big and famous. Catch a Goo Goo there for you with their recent hit single, Ootabi Ah, of course. Thursday morning, it's 10 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock, and having heard the weather forecast for today, I think I subscribe totally to Jim's philosophy, and that is, of course, be prepared for anything. So our advice from this radio station is take your brolly, take your Wellington boots, also take your bathing costume and a beach towel, and while you're about it, take some wind cream as well. You never know, the weather could change either way. A maximum high of 17 degrees centigrade. I bet it goes to 21.
South Coast Radio. Just keep your dial at the swing in the station. Depart with the swing in the sound. You'll find it the right spot. You'll find it the right spot.
Why you still love me? And is there reason for my answer? That I love you too, but I need to be free. Many times I've tried, explaining the way I feel. You never really tried. Just this time, I'm all night talking. Don't you think that the world has run dry? Too precious, something no one else could be part of, and a life apart was just confusion. There was jealousy and hate instead of love. The world seems full of lonely people, never meaning that they would ever say goodbye. And now it's me, don't have to be so hurtful. Let it die and let me cry.
One, two girls, the Bell Stars for you in their recent single entitled Sweet Memory. 6.5 minutes to the hour of 7 o'clock. We have news on the hour every hour from South Coast Radio, and at 7:15 and 8:15 we have Jim Lockhart with the local and national newspaper headlines and stories. All this and more on your morning program.
South Coast Radio is an independent radio station owned and operated by Cork people for Cork people, and it costs you nothing. We are a registered limited company. We pay VAT and advertising, which is non-redeemable, and our 22 full-time employees all pay PRSI and tax. Our transmitters were installed and are maintained to international broadcasting standards by professional qualified engineers from Canada, Britain and Ireland. We have received no complaints from other users of the radio spectrum. South Coast Radio is your station, and it costs you nothing.
Thank you.
Solid gold memory for you. Haircut 100, of course, and Love Plus One on this Thursday morning. Up to news time with Melba Moore. Under love to the man who brings you the news as it happens. He also makes the finest cup of coffee in Cork, I tell you that. Jim Lockhart. He's coming soon.
Coffee time.
Broadcasting on 194 medium wave and stereo 104.
South Coast Radio. News.
7 o'clock on Thursday, the 9th of June. I'm Jim Lockhart. Good morning. The ESB Industrial Council is due to issue details later today of a pay award of about 10% to the board's 13,000 employees. Senior officials of the ESB management and leaders of the group of unions are due to meet separately today to consider the proposals. If accepted, they could set the trend for up to 300,000 workers in the public sector. The board of the Irish Sugar Company meets in Dublin this afternoon to discuss a four-year plan prepared by senior executives of the company. It includes a proposal to close the factory at Tuam with the loss of up to 500 jobs. The Minister for the Public Service, Mr. Boland, has criticized the pay and staffing policies of some employers. He's accused them of being overstaffed and of making pay offers they couldn't afford. Campaigning in the British general election is over. People will be voting today to elect the new government. Polling stations throughout Britain and the North open around now and will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. More than 30 million people are expected to cast their votes. It's an election for an enlarged parliament of 650 members, an election based on revised boundaries which have almost totally redrawn the political map. This morning's British newspapers carry more opinion polls. They all suggest the Conservatives are still well in the lead, with the Labour Party and the SDP Liberal Alliance neck and neck in the race for second place. In the North, the Sinn Féin Vice President, Mr. Gerry Adams, who is an election candidate, was held by police for a short time last night. The police say he was detained with five other people in an incident involving the display of the Irish tricolour, which is banned in Northern Ireland. In South Africa, three black nationalists are due to be hanged this morning after being found guilty of murder and treason, following attacks on South African police stations. There have been worldwide protests about the executions. There was a vigil outside the South African embassy in London last night, and nine people were arrested. Appeals for clemency for the prisoners, which were made by Ireland and other countries, were turned down by the South African government. The 12 famine relief workers kidnapped in Ethiopia 7 weeks ago are now said to have been released in neighboring Sudan. The group, which includes two Irish girls, Tarina Kelly and Anne McLaughlin, working for Concern,
Helen Monaghan, the shop
coming for the independence from Ethiopia of the province of Tigray. So far, there has been no independent confirmation of their release. Communications in the area have been very difficult because of flooding. Nicaragua's Consul General in New Orleans, one of the 21 diplomats expelled in Washington's row with the left-wing government in Managua, has applied for political asylum in the United States. He's lived in New Orleans for the last 10 years. The other expelled diplomats arrived home in Nicaragua last night to a hero's welcome. They were ordered to leave in retaliation for the expulsion of three American diplomats from Nicaragua. President Macron of France has said he now believes American cruise and Pershing missiles will have to be installed in Western Europe later this year, no matter what agreement may eventually emerge in the disarmament talks in Geneva. President Macron said the Geneva Convention could not succeed on the basis of the present proposals put forward by the Americans and the Russians. A fire 1.5 miles long is burning at one of Britain's biggest steelworks in Scunthorpe. It's in a line of conveyor belts that takes coke to the blast furnaces. Back home and at the District Court in Carrick-on-Shannon, assault summonses against three Gardaí were dismissed yesterday. Former Justice Minister Sean Doherty was among the prosecution witnesses called. The charges relate to events in Carrick-on-Shannon last July, when William Connellan, a company director from Mount Allen in County Leitrim, alleged he'd been assaulted after he was released from the Garda station. Mr. Connellan went to Mr. Doherty to complain he had been ill-treated. District Justice William Tormey dismissed the charges against the Gardaí. Residents in the Highfield-Wilton area are expected to continue their protest today at the setting up of a driving test centre on a temporary basis at Colostan Split Neov. They claim it would create a safety hazard for children. They are intent on maintaining their protest until the driving centre is removed. The Dáil has passed all stages of the Irish Steel Limited Amendment Bill, raising by £25 million to £100 million the borrowings covered by ministerial guarantees. The Minister for Industry and Commerce, Mr. Bruton, said, however, that the difficulties now facing Irish Steel are still enormous. Financially, on Wall Street overnight, stocks closed at their lowest level for 7 weeks as investors worried that American interest rates might be about to rise. The Dow Jones average closed down 9.51 at 1,185.40. And the weather, it'll be dry today, apart from some isolated showers, good sunny spells in all areas, winds will be light with temperatures rising to around 17 degrees Celsius. South Coast Radio News.
The music leader.
No sooner than I turn my back on them, it's so hard to find I'm on the decline. Well, I know you're feeling there's something between me and you. Thank you.
A lovely song, and I've been behind it all this week saying to you how good a record it is. The third single, in fact, from Kajagoogoo called Hang On Now. And would you believe it's just entered the British charts at number 16. It's going to be a big, big hit. And you heard it first, of course, on South Coast Radio, your music leader. Right, thanks, Jim, for the news and weather. And Jim's on again at about 7:15 with the local and national newspaper stories. So that's worth tuning into on your favourite radio programme on a Thursday morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don Stevens Show.
And why not? The right way to start your day, ABC.
When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true. All I mean now, it's one thing, yes, one thing that turns this gray sky to blue. The look of love. Out on the pavement, then your dreams fall apart at the seams. Your reason for losing, your reason for leaving. Don't ask me what it means. I don't know the answer to that question. If I knew, I would tell you. Look for your information. If there's one thing that still holds true. The look of love. The look of love. The cover, then you judge the look by the lover. I hope you'll soon recover. Me, I go from one extreme to another.
And of my friends just might ask me, I say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. Say, maybe there must be a solution to one thing, the one thing you can find.
Nice one too, 12 minutes past 7 this Thursday morning with ABC, a back in time sound entitled The Look of Love. Coming up shortly we have Jim Lockhart with the local and national news, but meantime, your favourite and mine, Joan Armour Trading, and I love it babe when you call me names.
Thank you.
I love the lyrics in that song, don't you? Joan Armatrading trading in her brand new release entitled I Love It When You Call Me Names for a Thursday morning at 16 past 7 o'clock. Hope you're all feeling bright and breezy. Right now we're going to go across to Jim Lockhart for the local news and views and national news and views in the newspapers.
Right, John. Well, leading in all the newspapers this morning obviously would be the British general election, which actually started voting 15 minutes ago. We'll deal with that in a second. There's a headline in the Examiner this morning that caught my eye because it is rather frightening. It says, poisonings put children at risk. Dogs are being systematically poisoned in the Douglas area of Cork, Gardaí confirmed yesterday, and a local vet warned it could lead to the deaths of young children. The spate of poisoning has reportedly killed up to 10 dogs in recent weeks, including a valuable Irish wolfhound, two Alsatians, a Labrador and a Terrier. A Gardaí spokesman confirmed yesterday the investigations had been conducted into the deaths of the killed dogs and local poisoner. Now, Cork public analyst John Behan told last night that strychnine had been found in the stomach contents of the Alsatian killed last week. He felt that the dog had been deliberately fed with the poisoned meat, as he was normally confined to the garden in which his the family lived that actually own him, which seems rather unfair to me. We found the strychnine had definitely been used, said Mr. Behan, and the thing that's sort of worrying all the parents and the authorities out in Douglas is the fact that if this meat has been left lying around the place and kids that are just playing in their own garden, I mean, if dogs are going to be poisoned in the garden, then children playing there as well can be contaminated. And imagine that the grass can be as well, which is very sad. The whole story, in fact, is in this morning's Cork Examiner. It's rather alarming. You can read all about it in detail. Right, to move on to the election. It started this morning, as I say, 17 minutes ago now, in the north and in Britain as well. The Cork Examiner give a few headlines on it. They say, all eyes on Sinn Féin battle with the SDLP. Northern Ireland goes to the polls this morning in the British general election. Got BBC, may have multi-channel, will get the television done right once again, because it's 24 hours. BBC always seem to do things right. You can watch it for the next 24 hours until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning that is, when the first results should start coming out. Mm-hmm. Voters go to the polls today in the British general election, say the Examiner, with apparently the most predictable outcome of any since the last war. Privately, all parties concede that Mrs. Thatcher has already won, with an increased majority in the House of Commons, even before the first cross is placed on the first ballot paper. That's the Cork Examiner. They run two pictures of Gerry Fitt and Enoch Powell, who both apparently faced defeat in this election. The Irish Times have a photograph of Margaret Thatcher, the British Prime Minister. She's at yesterday's Conservative Party press conference in London. If she only changed her hair, she'd be a really good-looking lady. Anyway, Tories expect landslide as Labour and Alliance slip. We're reporting on that in this morning's news. Britain goes to the polls today in to return, if all the signs are to be believed, Mrs. Thatcher's Conservative government to office with a landslide majority. Are trailing behind up to 20%. That's this morning's Irish Times main story. It's in detail. You can read about it on the front page and also on the inside pages in detail. Also on the front of the Examiner, there's a heading that caught my eye. It said, Sure Bookmakers. Once again, the bookmakers William Hill have opened a book on who will be the next leader of the Labour Party. As people should know by now, even though it's speculated by rumour that Michael Foot won't resign, it is said that unless he gets in and becomes Prime Minister, he'll actually resign from the party. Well, William Hill have taken up the issue now and say that Peter Shaw, these are all members of the actual English Labour, the British Labour Party, he's in at a 2-1 favourite to take over as next leader of the Labour Party. Other prices are 5-2 on Neil Kinnock, who was speaking very loudly during the week, and we reported on that.
That's right.
4-1 on Tony Bennett and Roy Hattersley, 9-1 Dennis Healy, and 16-1 Barr, which means 16-1 everybody else. William Hill, give me some money on that. I don't know whether you can put a book on it over here. I don't suppose Cashman is having a go.
I think it
might be interesting to find out, mind you. The Irish Times report on the ESB offer of 10% likely to be set and to be set in the public norm, they say. We're dealing with it in the news this morning, just to bring it into a nutshell. It says that the ESB in a pay offer, which is likely to set the norm for 300,000 public service workers, has recommended increases averaging 10% over 15 months for its 13,000 workforce. Basically, to sort of, as I say, put it in a nutshell, they're organising increases for the workforce, which could sort of instigate a precedent for all the other public service workers around the country. That's in this morning's Irish Times. Stand up and be taxed, is written by Dick Cullinan in this morning's Examiner. He says, the Minister for Finance, Mr. Alan Jukes, last night called on all the farmers to stand up and be counted in the taxation safe, irrespective of their incomes. stressing that farmers, like all other sections of the community, would have to be accountable to the state authorities for their earnings, he told a press conference in Dublin that the actual amount of the revenue so accrued was not the primary object. Rather strange. But the main issue was that who is earning what and how? That's what he wants to know, Alan Jukes, that is. The main story, if you're a farmer and you... maybe a little worried about your tax situation at the moment, you can be thrown in the light in this morning's Cork Examiner. The Times reads about the aid workers due in Sudan, the capital of Sudan, today. We've been running it in the news this morning, and Andrew and Siobhan were running it yesterday afternoon. 12 relief workers held captive in Ethiopia by guerrillas for 7 weeks crossed the border into Sudan yesterday evening, and it would now apparently seem as if it's just a matter of form before the girls are either back to work with the concerned group or flying home for a holiday, one of the two. Kelly deal no, says Noonan. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Michael Noonan, is quoted in this morning's Cork Examiner. He said yesterday that there had been no deal done by the government to get Nicky Kelly to come off his hunger strike. There's a two-paragraph story in this morning's Cork Examiner on that. Sad news for Killarney, but good news for the east coast of Ireland. The money-spinning Circuit of Ireland car rally will not be coming to Killarney next Easter, it was learned last night. The thing about Killarney and the Circuit of Ireland is it's a huge weekend. Endless people go down to Killarney every weekend, weekend that the rally is on.
It's quite famous.
Oh, it is indeed. There's endless money spent there. Apparently not in Killarney this Easter, because it's understood that the rally, which traditionally, as we say, has its headquarters in Killarney for the Easter weekend, is to go to Tramore and Waterford. This actually came about because Tramore and Waterford lured the actual race because of the big local contribution in excess of £10,000. Poor Killarney could only get up £6,000. There's nothing wrong with £6,000, but when you can get 10 instead of 6, I'd imagine you'll always take it. Anyway, that's their contribution to the event, which had a two-night stopover in the town and will sort of stop there for two nights and fill every single bed in the city as well as every pub cash register, I'd imagine. Anyway, that's something nice to look forward to on the East Coast. Sad about Killarney because it's been there for so long. Quality, the hallmark of the new Tralee course. We're still dealing with Kerry. And if you're a golfer, you may as well listen to this for a second, because a fundraising campaign with the aim of bringing in £100,000 to complete a spectacular new golf course at Barrow, 8 miles from Tralee, was launched yesterday by Tralee Golf Course. And it's reported by Donald Hickey in this morning's Cork Examiner. The club has already spent £500,000 on the Arnold Palmer design course. As far as I know, he's a golfer.
That's right.
It's actually a magnificent setting, and it's based in the whole area of the Tralee Bay. Further, £100,000 would complete the work, so if anybody is out there interested in putting a stake in it, £100,000 is what they're looking for. Irish steel problems are huge. I'm not going to go into details on it, because you can read all about it on this morning's Examiner, this morning's Times, or you can pick it up on the news. Residents seek injunction, the continuing saga of the Bishopstown area. Residents in the Cork City suburb of Bishopstown are taking legal advice on the possibility of applying to the courts for an injunction restraining the Department of Environment from operating a driving test centre from vacant offices in the secondary school. We've been reporting on that all week. There's nothing really new on it except a resume of the whole situation to date. You can read that resume in this morning's Examiner. You can also see some photographs of a group of Cork students pictured after yesterday's Irish examinations. Testing time for brain power, writes Vincent Power in this morning's Examiner, and he says you can always tell it's exam time. For one thing, the sun has a nasty habit of shining. And how true that is. That day, when you sit in examination halls with one eye on the question paper and the other one on the fine morning outside, it lingers on like a bad memory after the whole thing is over. The sun did it again yesterday, he writes. The dawn broke with grey skies. But by about 10 a.m., when 120,000 students sat down to the intermediate leaving and day group certificate exams, the sun was out in a vengeance. And thinking back to when I did my exams, I don't know about the stuff on, but it certainly was shining, the sun. It was blasting for the whole 3 or 4 weeks, whatever was involved. There's a photograph in this morning's Irish Times, and it's horrible, it really is. It's a picture of a Spanish matador. He's staggering around the ring in pain with a banderilla, I think I pronounced that right, stuck in his thigh. This was after a bullfight in Trujillo yesterday. I hope I pronounced that right as well. Big stick sticking out of his leg. Not a nice thing if he's got a weak stomach. To finish up, once again, the Cork Corporation meetings can be really funny at times, and the County Council meetings can be even funnier. And there's a story in this morning's Examiner to finish to say that two County Council VEC members, Councillor Joe Sherlock and Councillor Sean Wright, were involved in a row which almost led to the monthly meeting at the Mallow UDC being adjourned. During the exchanges, Councillor Sherlock accused Councillor Wright of talking through his posterior. When Councillor Wright told Councillor Sherlock his bulldozing tactics would not work. I'm sure he didn't say he was talking through his posterior, but probably put it a little stronger. We'll do the same at 7:30. Good morning.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Much obliged. We'll see Jim again at 7:30. It's now 7:26 on your Music Leader, of course, and the finest program in town.
This is the more music sound of Donald Stevens.
What can I say? Our lips are sealed. morning to you. The sound of Fun Boy 3, of course, now Lips Are Sealed, otherwise known as No Comment. South Coast Radio and the Sunrise Special, it's now 7:29.
The headlines. The ESB Industrial Council is due to issue details later today of a pay award of about 10% to the board's 13,000 employees. The Board of Irish Sugar Company meets today in Dublin to discuss a four-year plan prepared by senior executives of the company. The Minister for the Public Service, Mr. Boland, has criticised the pay and staffing policies of some employers. Campaigning in the British general election is over. People are voting today to elect a new government. Polling stations throughout Britain and the North are now open and will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. More than 30 million people are expected to cast their votes. In the North, the Sinn Féin Vice President, Mr. Gerry Adams, is an election candidate, was held by police for a short time last night. 12 famine relief workers kidnapped in Ethiopia 7 weeks ago are now said to have been released in neighbouring Sudan. In South Africa, three black nationalists are due to be hanged this morning after being found guilty of murder and treason. News just in, the three nationalists have in fact been hanged. Nicaragua's Consul General in New Orleans, one of the 21 diplomats expelled in Washington's row with the left-wing government in Managua, has applied for political asylum in the United States. President Mitterrand of France has said he now believes American cruise and Pershing missiles will have to be installed in Western Europe later this year. A fire 1.5 miles long is burning at one of Britain's biggest steelworks in Scunthorpe. And the weather, it'll be a dry day today, apart from some isolated showers. Good sunny spells in all areas. Winds will be light, with temperatures rising to around 17 degrees Celsius. And that's it till 8 o'clock.
South Coast Radio. South Coast Radio. We're here to bring to you news and music and features too. Listen daily, you'll enjoy South Coast Radio.
This is the thing called
Sunrise Special from South Coast Radio with, of course, Tears for Fears going back through time with a memory entitled Change. Good morning to you, good people. If you're just rising from your bed, you're rising to a blue sky with some sunny intervals, and the temperature is going up, 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 very slowly but surely. The outlook for today as regards weather is a possibility of rain, but also plenty of sunny periods, so stick around for that. If you're going to work, you've got to be there by 8 o'clock, then you better get your skates on because it's now...